A former North Korean spy who now lives in South Korea has provided a rare insight into the inner workings of the secretive state and its young leader.
Kim Jong-un is too young and too inexperienced. He is struggling to gain complete control over the military and to win their loyalty.
Kim Hyun-hee spoke to Australia's ABC television at an undisclosed location. She helped plant a bomb on a South Korean airliner in 1987 that killed 115 people on board. South Korean authorities captured her and sentenced her to death, but she was pardoned after it was determined that she had been brainwashed by the North. Kim says there are reasons behind Kim Jong-un's threats.
North Korea is using its nuclear program to keep its people in line and to push South Korea and the United States for concessions.
Others agree. Suzanne DiMaggio, an expert at Asia Society, says the regime is mainly looking for ways to stay in power.
If you look at the situation in North Korea itself, economically, in terms of humanitarian aspects, it is in dire straits. So it's very well likely that the regime is using April 15th, Founders Day, and this huffing and puffing of its military might as a way to rally the people and stoke nationalism within the country to support this new leader.
Many analysts say that despite the threats, the North Korean 1.2 million strong military is showing no signs of preparing for war. But they say Pyongyang is likely to engage in some provocative action, such as firing a missile or testing a nuclear weapon, to mark the birthday of North Korea's founder and current leader's grandfather, Kim Il-sung. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.